The summer I fucked my GF's 18-year-old cousin, cheating, MF, anal. I was probably a senior in college. I was close to graduating and the homework at the time took over my life. If I was not in class, I was either at work or doing homework. I was living with my girlfriend at the time. We stayed at a whole house with multiple rooms by ourselves. The house belonged to her family, but they stayed out in the suburbs and would normally rent out this house, but my GF needed a place to stay while she was looking for something more permanent. I was technically not fully living there, but the house was between work and school, so I always crashed and my GF didn't mind it. She actually just pushed me to move my stuff in. Several months in, my GF comes to me and asked me if it was okay if her cousin moved in with us for a bit. Her cousin was having issues at home with her parents and she just needed a place to stay before she moved to college in the fall. I was fine with it, but I also couldn't argue against it. It was not my house and I am also a very caring and helpful person. My only concern was that it was May, so that would be about 3 to 4 months that she would stay with us. Her cousin moves in a week later. Her name is Maria. She was cute, but I tried to not think of her in any sexual matter at the time for obvious reasons. She was average height, maybe 5'6", nice curves. She had long black straight hair with bright brown eyes. She actually looked similar to Valerie Altomare, face and body figure, but with a little more weight. She was nice, very polite, and shy. I have a very enthusiastic personality, so I would always try talking to her. My GF once told me to behave because that's how I ended up getting her to like me. A month passes by and things are fine. Some things had to change, like I couldn't walk around the house half naked and my sex life wasn't as active. It's not that it was before, but it was just awkward having Maria around. Our bedroom floor always creaked, so we always struggled to keep movements to a minimum. But other than that, it was nice having Maria there. She was a clean freak, so the house was always clean. She also offered to do laundry. One thing that was noticeable is that Maria always wore something that showed off her ass. Either those skinny jeans, yoga, sports leggings, sometimes some sport shorts that would sometimes show the bottom of her ass cheeks if she bent down. I would be a liar if I didn't admit that I would always stare. I didn't think much of time, and I had no intention of doing or saying anything. I just saw it as eye candy. To be clear, just turned 18 in April. Here is when things switched to a quick 180. One evening, I came home from the gym and I went to go take a shower, but the bathroom was occupied. I knocked and it was Maria. I apologized for bothering her. It sounded like she was also in the shower. I go into my room to grab my clothes and the next thing I hear is the bathroom door open and Maria walking quickly to her room and closes it. I finally walked into the bathroom and I noticed that she left some of her clothes on the ground. I didn't think much of it, but I was curious to look at her panties. I grabbed them and they were a pair of blue panties, normal, nothing special, but for some reason, my cock started to get hard. I had a strange thought thinking that this is the closest I would get to her pussy, and I end up sniffing them. I instantly got turned on and I started to stroke myself. This was the first time I have ever done anything like that, but it was intoxicating. I didn't have the shower on yet and out of nowhere the bathroom door opens. It was Maria with a horrified look on her face and she quickly slams the door shut. Not sure what she saw at that moment, but I hid the panties behind my back as fast as I could and all I knew for sure is that Maria got to see my hard cock. I was in a frenzy and felt sick to my stomach wondering if she knew I had her panties. I can easily explain masturbating and being caught, that happens all the time. But I kept thinking about what would happen if she told my GF about the panties. I put her panties back in her pile of clothes similar to how I found them and took a quick shower. After the shower, I went to Maria's room. My GF was downstairs in the living room watching TV. Maria was avoiding eye contact and I apologize, but she cut me off and said, "I am sorry for opening the door without knocking, I didn't know anyone was in there." I responded, "I am sorry you saw me doing that, I am sorry if I made you uncomfortable, I understand if you don't want to see me or be here." She quickly turned to me and said, "It's not that, it was an accident, let's pretend nothing like that happened, I won't tell anyone." With a sense of relief but also guilt, I said, "If you do feel uncomfortable and need me to explain anything, please reach out or talk to your cousin if that would make you feel better." For the next week, I avoided her completely. I stayed in my office working on homework or playing games. I was extremely unsure if she saw that I had her panties. But I ended up jerking off a lot that week of just thinking of her. I even felt tempted to go into her room and find another pair of panties. But I suppressed myself. But one night, Maria texted me when I was in my office working on a paper for school. "Can I ask you a question and you do not have to respond?" Sure, my heart was pounding when I sent that message. "Why did you have my panties by your face when I saw you in the bathroom?" she asked. I felt a pit in my stomach and I did not know how to respond. I felt like she was going to show this text messages to my GF or something. I felt like I had to lie or end the conversation, so I responded with, "I think it's best not to talk about what happened. It was a bit embarrassing for both of us." "Okay," she responded. I couldn't focus on homework anymore, so I went to bed late that night. When I went into my bedroom, I looked through my GF's phone to see if Maria texted her. Luckily, there was no recent message. The next several days, things at home were calm. I had a week break in between spring and summer classes. I am not sure if it was in my head, but Maria was acting nicer than usual. She would fix me coffee in the morning, always ask if I need anything. She would sit on the same couch I am on when we were watching TV. I actually noticed that she stopped wearing bras around me. I am not sure, but my GF didn't have a problem with it. Just to note, she would only be this nice or close to me when my GF was not around. But one evening, my GF went out to visit her mom. I was going to go out too, but my friends were busy. That evening things were normal. Maria was in the living room watching television, I was in my office on Reddit. My door was open and I had a clear view of the living room and I got to have a good look of Maria laying on the couch. She was wearing gray yoga leggings, and a cropped shirt that made her tits look very perky. The things I was looking at on Reddit didn't help: teen porn, sex stories, etc. I started having some dirty thoughts and then I got up and went to join her. I sat down and she gave me a sly smile like she knew I would join her. All I wanted to do was answer her question. So I said, "Hey, I can answer your question if you're still interested." She muted the TV. "Are you sure?" she asked. I said yay, and I said that I was curious, I couldn't keep a straight face. She blushed and responded with, "Is that normal for guys to do?" I explained that some people do it and that it can be seen as weird or normal, depending on how you talk about it. We just laughed about it and the atmosphere felt a lot better. I asked her if any of her boyfriends ever do something like that. "No, my boyfriend hasn't done anything like that," she responded. I didn't know she had a boyfriend, so I said, "How come you never invite him over? He is very pushy to have sex and I am not ready yet," as she looked away. She basically told me she was a virgin and for some reason, I found it very appealing. To keep this short, for the next several hours, we talked about sex. She was actually bombarding me with questions. She would turn bright red when she would ask something. I was only getting turned on. Some of the things she asked were common, like first-time experience and whatnot. But the one question that caught me off guard is when she asked, "Does having anal sex means you lose your virginity?" I responded, "Depends on who you ask, have you tried anal?" Her face turned beet red and said, "No, but I touch myself and sometimes put a finger or two inside that hole." My cock was rock hard just imagining her playing with herself like that. She got up to get something to drink from the kitchen and when she returned, she sat right next to me. I tried really hard to hide my boner, but I tried just being funny and changed the conversation to something normal. We enjoyed ourselves, but I made some advances touching her leg for a second or tickling her sides. I even made a joke that she'd be showing off her butt a lot. "Should I wear baggy clothes then?" she asked, laughing. In a serious soft tone, I said, I like my eye candy the way it is. Wow, she said laughing, what does that even mean? She didn't know what eye candy was, so I had to explain it. I am not sure if it was an age thing, but I was only 6 years older than her. I enjoy what I see, I said. She was quick to respond, do my panties smell like candy to you then? Without thinking, I said, you probably taste like candy. As soon as I said that, I kissed her. It was a peck at first. I pulled away to see her reaction, and then she leaned towards me and pressed her lips against mine. I was not thinking anymore and I just wanted to enjoy kissing the lips of this girl I have been fantasizing for. I held her tight while my hands were around her waist and her thigh. I could tell she was not that experienced with kissing, but the only thing on my mind was getting her naked. I laid her down and I started to pull her leggings down. I usually take my time with foreplay, but I had this intense feeling of having a taste of her juices. I didn't care if it was wrong, I just needed it. As I was pulling her leggings down, she stopped me and said that she doesn't want to have sex. Right away, I came to my senses and went back to kissing her. She stopped me after a bit. Then she pulled her leggings off. Are you sure you want to take them off? Making out is just fine, I said. She didn't respond and only went back to kissing me. This time she started to moan as she was feeling my cock over my gym shorts. I did not want to make her feel uncomfortable, so I decided to take my time and see if where things lead. I kissed her neck and then over her shirt, and I made sure to kiss her nipple area. As much as I wanted to lift her shirt, I knew I had to make sure feel comfortable. As I was making my way down, I noticed she was wearing the blue panties from the other day. I also noticed that she had some amazing brown legs. I started to kiss her inner thighs slowly, she was trembling, I kept making my way up to her pussy, she still had her panties on and I noticed a wet spot on them. Before I made any more advances, I asked her, are you feeling okay? I do not want to do anything that would make you feel uncomfortable. She looked confused and unsure but responded, I have not done anything like this, but I don't want to stop. We can just mess around and do some foreplay and oral, or we can stop, I said in a soft but deep tone. She paused again and finally said, I will tell you if I want to stop. Right away, I put my mouth over her panties. The thought of her panties in my mouth was a turn on and I finally pulled them aside and saw her pussy, she had some hair on it but looked trimmed. Without hesitation, I dove into her pussy. With a mouth full, I massaged her labia and played with her clit and then pressed my tongue inside her pussy to get a better taste. She moaned loudly, this is the first time anyone has ever eaten me out. She definitely tasted different compared to my GF. Maria's pussy had a sweetness to it that had me wanting more and more. I kept eating her out a couple of minutes until she finally orgasmed. She was trembling after I was done, I sat up and she was thrusting her hips while rubbing her pussy. She had this embarrassed look on her face, but it was obvious that she was taken over by her horniness. She said that her orgasm felt different compared to when she plays with herself. I finally pulled my dick out and I started jerking it. I really wanted to fuck her so badly. Do you want to go forward and have sex? I said as I was stroking my dick and rubbing her thigh. I am not ready, and we need a condom, she said with disappointment in her voice. Fuck, you are right, want to try anal then? I said jokingly. I was not thinking clearly, I just wanted to fuck this girl so badly. The next thing she does is get close to me and puts her mouth on my dick. I moan, my dick just needed some attention. Her mouth was so warm, but it was obvious she was nervous. I only done this like twice, she said after she pulled my dick out her mouth. You don't have to do this, I said, but then she put her mouth back on it. I truly felt like I was on the verge of coming. She tried giving me a blowjob the best she could, but it was not the best and I did not want to embarrass her by stopping. In the end, I told her to lick the tip while I jerked it. At this point, I was able to reach and grab her ass. Not even a minute in, I finally came, and she pulled away. For someone who just did something so sexual, she was also so shy about it. We cleaned up, and I went to wash my face. I didn't want the smell of pussy on my lips. Not even 30 minutes later, my GF comes home. Maria went to her room already and I was in my office. That same night, I ended up fucking my GF hard. She was surprised with all the energy I had. She kept telling me to be quiet so Maria wouldn't hear us, but I didn't care. I basically went 2 or 3 rounds that night. The next morning I wake up early to turn in an assignment for class. I hear someone walking down the stairs and when I turned over I see Maria by the door asking if I want coffee. I said sure. When she came back into my office, she got close to my ear and said, "Last night, I played with my ass when you were having fun in the other room. I got hard right away. But I started feeling guilty. It finally came to me that I cheated on my GF and what I did was wrong on so many levels. I looked at Maria and just played off the conversation to make it seem normal. Some time passed and Maria and I have not brought up anything. We acted normal around each other. She started wearing her bra around the house and we barely spoke. I felt sad, to be honest. I thought I hurt her, or she was uncomfortable around me. I wanted to talk to her but I didn't want to through text, but we were never alone together. But one day, we had a visitor. Maria's boyfriend came over. This guy looked so young with some peach fuzz excuse for facial hair. He honestly looked younger than Maria and that is saying a lot. I didn't mind it at all, they kept to themselves. My GF and I were watching Netflix and Maria and her BF went upstairs to her room. I was joking too with my GF and said, "Do we have to be parents and tell her to leave the door cracked open?" My GF responds, "Do you want to give her the talk about the birds and the bees, Mr. Dad?" We both laugh and then it hit me. They are probably making out or doing some other things. I felt a bit of jealousy but I tried not to think about it much. Later that evening, Maria's boyfriend finally leaves and Maria joins us in the living room. She looks normal and then my GF starts to tease her. "Did you get lucky?" my GF said. Maria blushed and said, "What are you even talking about?" I just laughed and I wondered if she just lost her virginity or did some other things. I got up and went to my office to work on some homework. My GF went upstairs to go shower and go to bed and Maria stayed in the living room. I told myself that I will not join her or give her any attention. An hour later, there is a knock on my door and Maria comes in. She sits in the love seat that is in my office. There was a lot of space between us with the desk and all. "How's homework going?" she asks. "It's fine, I am actually procrastinating and doing some other things. I am not bothering you, am I?" "I could leave," she responded. "No, of course not. How was your day? Did you enjoy having your BF over?" I said with a smile. "It was okay, we just hung out," she said while avoiding eye contact. "I will admit that I thought you guys were doing something freaky," I said, hoping that she will give me a good answer. Before she said anything, she closed the office door. My GF already texted me goodnight so I knew she was in bed. "We tried to have sex but I was not in the mood," she said. I started to get a little hard at that moment. "How come you weren't in the mood?" "Cause he didn't make me feel the same way you did." I instantly got hard, but what shocked me was that she walked up to me and sat on my lap. I didn't think anything of it but we just talked about what happened with her boyfriend. She explained that he is too rough and way too excited and I told her that most young guys only care about fucking but not pleasuring their partner and that he probably only knows about sex through porn. "Maybe you need someone older and experienced, you seem like the type of girl that needs a lot of attention and affection," I said jokingly. Then she moved her hips as she was sitting on me. There was no doubt that she could feel my hard cock. "Maybe you need to show me how I need to be treated," she said in a sensual voice. Next thing I noticed, she got up and pulls my shorts down. She got on her knees and started licking my shaft slowly. I swear this felt like a scene in a porn video but I had this sexy young girl pleasuring me. For some reason, she was doing a lot better from last time. "Have you been practicing with your boyfriend?" I said between my heavy breathing. "Maybe, but I was also looking up videos so I can be better for you." Not sure if she felt it, but when she said that, my cock got harder and twitched. Sit back on my lap, I said. She got up and I had her sit in a position that my dick would go in if she wasn't wearing her shorts. I started to rub my hands throughout her body, finally feeling her breast as I kissed her neck. We were at this for a bit until I started to pull her shorts down. Finally, my dick felt her skin. She started to grind on me and my dick started to slide in between her cheeks. Her pussy was so wet, but my dick was pressed against me so it couldn't penetrate her. She moaned while we were doing this and I had to cover her mouth. At that moment, I was going to stick it in her pussy. I just told myself that I would get her a plan B. Right when I grabbed my dick, she stopped me. Wait, I am not ready for that yet, she said right away. Sorry, let's do something else before I keep pushing myself onto you. I said with annoyance in my voice. Let me try something, she said. To my surprise, she grabbed my cock and started pressing it against her asshole. I was in disbelief, but I was not going to fight it. Obviously, we didn't have any lube, but my dick was already wet from her BJ and her pussy juices. It was very tough to get it in, but finally the head went in and she let a whimper. Don't push yourself, move slowly, if you need to, move your hips into it, I said as I held my dick in position for her. Finally, the rest of my dick was in her ass. I was blown away by how tight she was. My GF had a great ass for anal, but Maria's ass basically gripped my dick. With my hands, I got to spread Maria's ass as she moved her whole body. Does it hurt? I asked. A little, but it feels so good, but please finish soon, she said as she moaned. I knew I couldn't finish in the position I was in, so I got her up, with my dick still in her ass, and had her lay against my desk. I started fucking her doggy style and it felt like I was able to go deeper in her ass. I was amazed that I got to fuck her like this. At that angle, her ass looked so much better than my GF's. Are you going to let me fuck your ass whenever I want? I said as I slowly fucking her. Yes, only if you fuck me this good, she said as she was pushing her ass back. I started thrusting faster until I finally shot my load in her ass. I don't know why, I cummed so much, it felt like my dick was being drained out. Oh my god, she said in a worried tone. Is everything okay? I said as I was calming down with guilt washing over me. I didn't know you were going to come in me, she said. I slowly pull out an eye to see what I just fucked. I was getting turned on again by looking at her ass and pussy. We both got ourselves back together, making sure I didn't leave cum anywhere. I slowly opened the door to see if the ghost was clear and it seemed that my GF was still in bed. Sorry for coming in you, you should be fine, is everything okay? I said. Yes, I was just caught off guard. I feel like I am dripping, she said as she was turning red from embarrassment. She went to go shower and I stayed in my office. I could not get the image of her perfect ass out of my head. After her shower, she comes back downstairs to kiss me. Not sure how, but she was kissing a lot better. It made me realize that she was just nervous at first. She was wearing some loose shorts, so I was able to grab her ass nicely. Then I asked her. Do you mind if I eat you out but in the same position I just had you? She was unsure at first but said, that's fine, with a shy smile on her face. I am not sure if she agreed to just please me but I wanted to take advantage. I bent her over and I pull her shorts down. Once again, my dick is already throbbing for more action. She smelled like the body wash my GF uses, so I can tell she cleaned herself very well after our fun. I start licking her pussy, and her sweet juices started to flow. I could tell by the way her knees bent and by her moans that she was loving it. The best part was that I had a clear view of her asshole. I am going to do something different, if you want me to stop then say so, I said. After kissing her pussy deeply, I moved up and twirled my tongue around her asshole. She gasps and said, I don't know how I feel about this. Let's try it out a bit and if you do not like it then we can stop, I said. I start to rub her clit with my thumb and I press my tongue against her ass. This time she moans. I finally use two hands to spread her ass and I just focus on pleasuring her with my tongue. I don't usually do this with my GF, only if we are drunk, but I had these strong intentions of pleasuring her every way I knew how. We do this for a little while until we heard a noise from upstairs and we both got up quickly. She leaves the office and I get back to my chair. I was panicking a bit, but I stayed in the office with my textbook open and my computer on the college website. A couple of minutes later, Maria texts me that she's in her room and didn't hear anything once she left the office. She responds that she had fun, and I ended up jerking off to the thought of her. I finally showered and went to bed. The guilt I originally felt started to go away as I started to convince myself that this will be temporary and it was worth having fun with her.